welcome to the Payments Journal Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Mack, and on today's episode, we're going to be talking about mobile payments in Canada. And to help me with this conversation, I have Harinder Dakar, the CEO of PayTM in Canada. Harinder, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, hi, Ryan. Thanks so much for welcoming me.
So to start out here, can you tell me about PayTM in Canada and what gaps does the PayTM mobile pay app fill in Canada financial service industry?
Sure. You perhaps know we are a mobile payments and commerce company in India with quite a few users, and I'd say the dominant market share around mobile payments is in the PayTM ecosystem. So we started our Toronto office about 3 years ago, and the objective back then was to help the India business to work further with data sciences. So we were solving quite a few complex problems to parent company. And it, as it would naturally happen, having an office in this place, being consumers of the financial services ecosystem in Canada, we figured there's an opportunity. So we started exploring it further, and that's how the app got launched about a year from today. It's almost to the year, March 17th last year when we launched it. So the app does a very simple thing. It allows you to pay all your bills in one place. So coming to as to why people would want this service, I guess there are three top reasons. The first one is, as a consumer, this is the first time you've been, you have a service that actually works for the consumer, not for the service provider, not for the payment method and so on. So we actually let you have all your bills in one place, which means that you can, you know, you can manage your spend, you can choose your payment instrument, you can decide to pay with one card or the other or a different bank account and so on. We give you, you know, subtle things like giving you a reminder that actually helps. So if nothing else, if we can help a consumer save on late fees for one bill in the entire year, I think we've done a good job in service for them. The second reason is we have an awesome customer care team. So being a smaller company, we are way more agile and we can respond to people on whatever channel they choose to talk to us to. It's actually very surprising to us how many people often do a mistake of, you know, typing the wrong bill amount or sometimes choosing the wrong biller. So we actually help them with that. We do small things like making sure that you can see who the biller is and that the account number that you've written is in the correct format. And if something goes wrong, we always find out a way to help you get back the money that you sent. The final, and I think the most important thing is, we've actually been able to do this as a first in the Canadian market. We've built a rewards program on all your bill payments. And I mean it, it is all your bill payments. So even bill payments or any other money transfers that you do using your bank account, if you do that on the PayTM app, you earn points and those points actually become tangible rewards. And I think this has not been done ever before. Just to give you an example, what I see on the app right now is you get 20% off on a particular restaurant, or you can buy a gift card, say from one of the top retailers at a significant discount, and the discounts range. And we actually cover, what we like to cover is all aspects of your daily commerce. We go through themes and we make sure that you can get some benefit out of that. And finally, we don't charge the consumer anything for this.
Excellent. Well, thank you for that. Now, PayTM has been a hugely successful mobile bill pay app in India, and now you've launched in Canada. So it really kind of begs the question of why Canada?
Okay. We actually get asked this question a lot of times. So why does a company in India decide that Canada is the starting point? So I guess the first thing is that we already had an office here, and being consumers in a particular market gives you an insight which is so much better than being on the outside. So that was why we started exploring it. We actually also found a gap in the consumer offering. We didn't feel that anybody was actually working for the consumer. So we felt that if we have a service which solves the consumer's problem from their standpoint, we have a role to play over there. Another thing about Canada is that there is a very stable banking system in this country, and the regulatory environment is so much conducive for a small company like ours. For instance, we need to get one license that allows us to operate in the entire country. And this may look like a very minor thing, but it is not the case in all other jurisdictions. It may work in a different way, for example, in the US and so on. So this definitely gave us a head start. And Canadians are actually, as consumers, not very far apart in their needs and demands from the American market, per se. So Canada becomes a very good testing ground for us. If we can solve something at the very core of the Canadian user's needs, we feel that this gives us ammunition to sort of go further into the next country and so on.
Well, Awesome. Now, many of the 5,000 plus bill payers in Canada offer their consumers the ability to pay them directly. So, why are bill payers across Canada partnering with Paytm if they've already offered payment solutions for their customers?
When you say bill payers, I assume you mean service providers. So I believe that when you're a service provider, your primary focus should be that you provide the service in the best way possible. And the whole function of letting consumers pay you the money that they owe you for the service that you provided them should be as seamless as possible. And this is why a payment company like us does a better value add for that company than what they do themselves. As an example, there is a very clear consumer shift towards, mobile usage or using digital methods of payment. And that is good for the consumer because they don't have to walk up to any other retail location to pay the bill and also pay a fee. It is also good for the service provider because if they get all their consumers to pay them on time, it is obviously better for them. So the service provider may not often even have as many payment options that we do. They may not have the ability to tell the consumer that I will accept five payment methods and you can choose between every one of them, or if one credit card expires, I will move to the other one automatically and give you reminders and so on. So building all of these in a focused way is not what they will start with. So a typical service provider would do the basics, and we can actually do basics and so much more.
Right now, have you made any recent announcements about Paytm's mobile app offerings?
I believe we do an announcement maybe once a week. That it is a very evolving app. In the last 1 year or so, I think we've launched roughly one major feature every month. I can tell you a couple of them which we launched very recently. So I told you about the rewards program. It's actually going to a completely different level on the 17th of March. We've already announced it to our users that something new is coming, and we are going to let consumers have points, and they can earn points through something as mundane as, just pay a bill or pay your bill regularly for the entire year, and you earn enough points to get you something nice. Other than that, we have recently launched more payment options. So payment options has been very much a core or very much a center of our focus. So very recently, we allowed people to pay all their bills using cash. So typically, you would go to a retail shop and pay some extra fees on top, and then be able to pay a bill with some cash amount. We allow people to load that money into our wallet in the app itself, and then use that for all kinds of future payments and so on. So this basically allows people yet another payment method other than the ones that they already have to do their payments on Paytm.
Right now, kind of looking at 2018 and beyond here, in your opinion, what does the future of mobile wallets look like? And do you see lending and peer-to-peer payments playing a role in that?
Mobile wallets is not particularly the starting use case. The magic over there is that you have a device in your hand which has a lot of processing power and it is connected to the internet. So the amount of things or the quality of things that you can do on this mobile device is so much more powerful. And that is fundamentally what I think will continue to happen. I think a lot of our use cases are constantly moving towards the mobile channel and they will continue to do that. So I definitely see that all use cases such as, we saw all things happening in the telecom world. We are seeing the same thing happening in the financial services world. You see more and more interactions moving entirely within the app. And people are constantly discovering new use cases. So in our case, we have seen that people actually use our app for three primary things. They pay their bills, they earn their rewards, and finally they can send money to each other. So the fact that all these use cases are so seamless and all in your back pocket, if you will, which it takes literally 10 seconds to think about it and get it done, this is insane value. And we think that this is going to continue to happen in more and more use cases.
Great. Now, I think you kind of answered this in a way here, but to kind of circle back, to get a more definitive answer here, do you have plans to launch Paytm in the US? And if so, what will be the niche that your organization brings, knowing that you're going to be going head to head with all the big digital payment players?
Yes, right now we are focused on Canada as a market. We think that there is plenty to do and there is a lot of growth opportunities in Canada itself. So that continues to be our focus. Having said that, we do evaluate whether we should go to US or for that matter, any new geography. But I guess that is evaluation and we don't have any concrete plans yet. So I guess commenting on whether we'll be going up against a particular kind of market or going up with a particular use case, that's too early for us to say right now. I can tell you though that we will do something that solves some user's problem at the very core. That's sort of in our DNA.
Awesome. Well, thank you for that. Well, thank you very much, Harinder, for taking the time today for speaking to us about mobile payments in Canada, and we hope to have you back on the podcast real soon.
Great. Thank you so much, Ryan.